Lady, la 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 la. Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is a DJ Baby Monster, and this is Radio Laura. Just in case if you forgot, because I've been playing approximately 1 hour of great music. In tonight's show, I'm trying to just confirm the fact that music makes better TV. And I'm doing this by playing the music from three TV series. As you can imagine, since I want to play so much music, tonight's show is going to be a little bit longer, but I don't see any problem with that. As you know, Give Me a Beat is on Radio Laura from 10 till midnight. And after that, we have just a recorded playlist. So if I go a little bit longer, it's usually no problem. So I'm going to use that opportunity to play a bit more music for you. What you were hearing until now, and I think this is some amazing set of song, if you don't mind me saying this. I mean, I played Blondie, Bonnie Tyler, Pat Benatar, Heart, Yazoo, Stevie Nicks. I mean, there's some hit after hit. And I really like the shout, the version of Russian Red, which is a bit surprising version, but also very cool and featuring in the show. So I had to play it. Physical, as I mentioned before, it's a show that is featured on Apple TV Plus. It's my current guilty pleasure. I absolutely adore Rose Byrne, who is actually a leading role. She's fantastic. Fabulous in the show. As I said, the show has a little shortcomings as well, but the story is addictive. It's awesome. It's quirky. It actually showcases a very charming woman, even if she's a faulty in many times and behaving as a badass, which makes her character even more interesting. The most interesting thing, I think, in the show and what makes this character real is all these conversations that she has with herself in her head. Because who doesn't do that? The show is created by Annie Weissman, and actually one of the reasons probably while the eating disorder that Sheila has and is presented in such a real way is because apparently Annie also suffered from the eating disorder in her life. So that part, it's almost autobiographic. The show seems like a true story, but actually it isn't. But even the fact that the show seems like a true story is what is, I think, making it even more real and somehow addictive. Now, on the other hand, I really have to say Rose Byrne, in any of her previous roles, I've never seen or I've never focused on her body. I thought one of the reasons why she's so believable in this role is that her body is really like the body of somebody who is taking care of what they're eating and somebody who is actually teaching aerobic. Plus, I think the clothes, the style and everything, it's absolutely on spot. And all of this with this nostalgic feeling, it's making the show, I think, attractive and very addictive. Now, the music obviously is the reason why I was actually focusing on this show tonight. And I really hope you liked it. I honestly can't even imagine why anyone wouldn't like this choice of music, but the tastes are different. So I really do feel that this helps you actually discover some cool songs from the 80s, or if you're a little bit older like me, reminded you on all those great hits that we used to listen back in the day. Now, moving to the next TV series that I wanted to focus in tonight's show, it's actually the reason why we are here tonight. I'm talking about Stranger Things, the show that triggered my inspiration to do the Music Makes Better TV tonight show. The reason being, as I was explaining in the beginning, is the song from Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, that actually, because it was featured in this show, made it back to the charts, not just top 10, but even on the top of the charts. I think only in certain countries it was taken over by Harry Styles, another amazing artist with a great album that just came out. But if we look at this and, you know, we look at the artists that are current and happening at the moment, and then we have the record that was recorded 37 years ago that overtook the charts, I think that is just awesome. Now, if you haven't seen a Stranger Things is actually not so easy to explain. And for the people that actually haven't seen it, it sounds a bit odd when you think about it, what it is about and why are people so obsessed with it. But Stranger Things is also set in the 80s in a fictional town somewhere in Indiana, Hawkins. And it centers around supernatural events occurring around the town that are related to alternate reality called Upside Down, after the link between that part of the underground world, I would say, and Earth is made by a government child experimentation facility. So when I'm saying this, it really sounds strange, but it's basically a science fiction horror drama TV series created by the Duffer Brothers, streaming on a Netflix. And as I said, the music has been very, very important to capture the vibe of the show. It brings us fully in the 80s. I think the Duffer Brothers actually really capture the whole vibe of 80s, everything from the clothes, the behavior of the kids, even kind of the feel that the show has. It's really reminding anyone that lived in the 80s or seen the movies from the 80s on the 80s. And I think this is actually why the show is popular. On one side, it's bringing really the 80s back in a coolest possible way. I mean, for my generation, it reminds us really about everything that we loved in the 80s. When I'm talking everything, I really think the great movies. I'm just going to mention a few of my favorite, like The Goonies, E.T., then Never Ending Story, Labyrinth, and even the War Games. And I think this is really the point and the reason of the success and why it attracts people from my generation. For the younger generation, I think it's a fresh look on a nostalgic time when life was simpler, when the kids were really kids, but they were actually well connected, smart, and they were more capable than their parents to save the world from evil. Because I think really that feeling, and that's really the feeling from the 80s movies that I grew up with, that as a kid you are capable to do anything, that kids are smart, capable, and resourceful, and they can actually make things happen. I think this is the vibe that I'm getting from Stranger Things, and this is the reason why I think that it is also very popular with young generations. Is, you know, the music is a great part of it. So, similar to the physical, there is actually the music that was composed for the show. And the music is composed by Kyle Dixon and Michael Stein from the band, electronic band Survive. And they're really kind of bringing that vibe of the 80s. So, the music that you hear in the background is actually done by them. Now, there is also the music, the songs that were selected that are playing during the show. And this was done by a music supervisor, in this case, Nora Felder, who I think did an amazing job in selecting really the right music for the show like this. That being said, composer of the show, as well as Nora Felder, they actually received acknowledgement for their job for this show. They were either nominated or won several of the awards. For example, the composers won Primetime Emmy Award in 2017. Nora Felder won Hollywood Music in a Media Awards, Outstanding Music Supervision in 2016. So I think this is also great that the jobs like this are recognized and the people behind are recognized because they really make the show with the music and with the selection of songs. You know, one of the things is, at least for me, and I think most of the people out there, is when you hear the song and when you hear it in a certain scene, the scene becomes more powerful and memorable because of the songs that you heard. I said already as an example, a Kate Bush song, Running Up the Hill, that is actually featured in a Right Way in the moment when Max, one of the leading characters, is saved from a Vecna, because her best friends actually play this song. And during the show, you can hear this song even before. And after, you can actually hear it all the time, because this is the way how she is making sure that in the case the Vecna is around, she has her favorite song on her Walkman. So I have prepared a selection of several songs from Stranger Things. Stranger Things just finished the fourth season. There are some amazing songs featured in the show, but not all of them are from female artists, so I will not play them. So I did select the songs that are, for me, not just from the female artists, but they're also really, really awesome. But if you look at the soundtrack of the Stranger Things, you will find much, much more. I mean, there is a Talking Heads, there is Falco, there is Police, Wham, Clash. So much great music that I would really just suggest to you to check it out, regardless of the choice that I'm going to play tonight. Tonight, I'm going to start, of course, with a Kate Bush and Running Up That Hill. And then there will be a few other awesome songs that I'm sure that either you will know or you will love or you will just remember because you used to listen to them before.